It's a pad going around, so please fill it out with your name. If you're in need of a chavrusa, please make note of that as well. And please feel free to come over and to introduce yourselves, work out something with the room, just to make sure that we can be comfortable during Shia. But please make sure, if you have any problems whatsoever, to come over and introduce yourself, especially for the newer Talmidim. Take advantage of the older Talmidim who have been in the Shir for a while. Really feel them out and beg them, badger them, do whatever you can to see to it that they are able to go ahead and give of their time. We have some Baruch Hashem, wonderful Talmidim in this year, and Bezos Hashem, it should be a wonderful year that we have of Haslacha. We'll start with the first Mishnah, the first Tosis that we have, and today will serve somewhat as an introduction that we have. To Maseches Beitzim. The first Mishnah tells us the machlokas that you have between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, that what happens with the Beitza Shenol de Yantif? If you have a hen that lays an egg on Yantif, machlokas Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, Teyochel, and Beis Hillel says that lo Teyochel. Tosus apparently bothered by what seems at first glance to be a very simple kasha. Tosus is bothered that in Toma, that why is it Damai lo Tani Osru Matirim? Why doesn't the Mishnah simply say that this Beis Shenol de Yantif is either Mutter or Asur? Why does the Mishnah use the terminology that you have of Teochel and Lo Teochel? So Tosus writes the following, that the Yishlomar, that he have Vitani Osnu Matirin, so Ha'is Yomar Shemashe Matirin HaBeitza, Hainu L'Taltel, Avo Bachila Asur. If the Mishnah would say that this Beis Shenol de Yantif is Mutter, so one would think, for example, that the Mishnah is only referring to Tilto Mutza. But everyone would agree, even Beis Shammai as well, that it is in fact Asur Bachila. So therefore the Mishnah has to go out of its way and tell us that Beis Shammai Shita, that a Beis Shenolda is Mutter, it means it's Mutter even Bachila. Good? What seems to be a minor detail that you have in Tosus's Kafsh and Teretz, right, whether simply that Beis Shenolda Biyantif, it's only a Heter Tiltul, or whether it's Mutter Bachila, this opens up worlds in terms of issues that you have of Mutzer. Apparently, Tosus is assuming that you have at least two different distinct concepts of mutza, and that if something, for example, is mutter betiltul, that does not necessarily mean that it is something which is mutter ba'achil. Where do you see that this is true? That there's an isra difference between the isra of tiltul mutza as opposed to the concept that you have of achilas mutza. So Tosus tells you to take a look at the sugi that you have on daf of Dalet Amud Aleph. And there already you see Tosus comments a distinction within the sheet of Rabban Gamliel between Isser Tiltul as opposed to Isser of Achilas Mutza. Here the Mishnah tells us in Daf Chavdal and Aleph the following. If you have Mitzudos Chayim Va'ov Bedagim, a person who goes ahead and sets out a trap in order to go ahead and catch an animal, and as the Mishnah says, he does so Asan Me'erav Yantiv. He does so in Erev Yantiv. What's the difficulty? In order to go ahead and to use that which is caught on Yantiv, the person must be absolutely certain that it was caught prior to Yantiv and not during Yantiv itself. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us that lo yitel meme Yantiv, one cannot go ahead and access that which was caught, elim ken yodeh shnit sodum Erev Yantiv, unless you are certain that it was caught from before Yantiv itself. And the Mishnah continues and tells us, umaisa benochri yechad, there was an instance regarding a goy who brought Dagi and Rabban Gamliel, and it was not known when in fact it was caught and when it was not. Rabban Gamliel responded that Mutarin Hain, that one is allowed to go in to use them. However, he did not desire to go in to receive it from this particular Nofri. So Mikra Din Rabban Gamliel said that this case is considered Timutu. So obviously the Gemara asked that, what do you mean that Maisel Iskar? The Mishnah opens that tells us that the only time it's Mutter is if one is certain that it was caught from before Yantiv. And here Rabban Gamliel says, Mutarin Hain, but he didn't desire to take something from this particular Nochri because he disliked them. It seems to be so, sir, exactly what the Mishnah tells us. That's the Kasha of the Gemara, Maisel Iskar. So the Gemara says, no, this is the halacha. If you have a case of Safik Muchan, so Rabban Gamliel is of the opinion that Safik Muchan is in fact Mutter. What exactly is the issue that you have in Safik Muchan? The Gemara doesn't state explicitly. And if you look at the Ramban in the Mochamos, the Ramban has two deos. Exactly what is the case of Safik Muchan? Boshev Shat that you have in the Rishonim is simply, it's a Safik Mukza. If in fact something was caught on Yantif itself, so it wasn't designated prior to Yantif, and therefore it's an Isser of Mukza. And therefore the question is, what happens if you have something which is a Safik Mukza? Is it Mutter, or is it in fact considered to be Asr? If you look at the Ramban and the Mochamos is found in Daf Yud Gimel Mud Beis in the Daf Harif. The Ramban has one daya, which is crucially important for our sugi and Abbeis Mabeis and the Tosus and Ab Gimel Menalda. The first daya that you have in the Ramban, it's found in the Mochamos, seven lines down, where the lines widen out. The Ramban writes the following, umasnisin de mitzudos chaya v'ofos. And that mishnah that we have on Daf Chav Dalet, the case that you have of a suffik muchan, what exactly is the issue? The machlokas between Chachamim and Rama Gamliel. So the first day, the Ramban writes in Muchamos very simply, it's mishum mukza. It's a question you have simply of mukza and hachana. If something was caught on yantif, obviously it had no prior designation, and in such a case it cannot be used. But then the Ramban writes a great kiddush, that inami, that no, maybe it's a completely independent gzeir. Ishari slay biyom, if you allow a person to go in to use the yantif itself, it's a gzeir of the Rabbanon, shem itzo. It's a gzeira that it will come to lead to actual tzedan yantif itself, and as we'll learn, tzeda certainly is not considered to be one of melechus ochan afesh. So this is a gzeira d'rabanan shemitza. Where do you see such a gzeira d'rabanan? No? The Gemara never has a gzeira d'rabanan that you're not allowed to catch, use that which was caught on yantif itself for fear that you'll actually put out nets and catch an animal. Where do you have this? So the Rabban says that, what do you mean? Ki inyan shamarnu b'peros an osher. No, that's our sugya. And of beis mit beis, and of gimel and aleph, peros and osher. What exactly is the link that you have between this mishnah and peros and osherin? So the Ramban seems to have a great, great chiddush. We'll have to discuss this at length against the shita tosis and of gimel. What's the nature of that halacha peros and osherin? The Ramban seems to understand the following chiddush. That's not just simply a gzeira d'rabanan, that if a pre happens to fall off by itself, you're not allowed to use an anyantif because we're afraid it will lead to a person picking a pre-anyantif. No, it's a much more universal, encompassing zera. But in melacha hanasis me'aleha is considered to be aser. That's the chiddush that you have in the Ramban and the Mochamos. That any time a person is not allowed to engage in a particular melacha and shabbos anyantif, what happens if the melacha happens by itself? A pre falls off by itself. Or in this case, the trap was set from before yantif, and all of a sudden the animal stumbled and was caught on yantif itself. You didn't do any maisa tzeda. It was a melacha anase smialeha. So Ramban writes a very great chiddush that the gzeira d'rabanan of peros anoshrim is not just simply a detailed machlokis within the issue of kotzer, but that's a universal gzeira d'rabanan, that any melacha which in fact will occur by itself, completely v'shev al taseh, that is aser because shema yavol lidei melacha. So just like peros anoshrim is aser, the same thing is true. If you have an animal that is nitzot me'elav on yantiv, it is aser because shema yavol lidei tzeda. That's a very great chiddush that you have in the Rambam. So we'll get to this in Daf Gimel. Rov Rishon, Rav the opinion, the problem is simply one of muktza, and there is no such gzeirat rabbanon that a malacha nasis meleh is also because shami yavli de malacha, and the chiddush that you have in the Ramban, that no, this is part of the gzeirat that you have of peros anoshrim. When you do the Gemara, and beis mit beis, daf gimel and aleph, the Gemara has two possibilities. Peros anoshrim and mashkin shizavl. Are those two separate dinim drabbanon, or is that considered to be the same gzeirat rabbanon? Poshav shat, according to Ramban, it's the same gzeirat rabbanon. Mashkin shezavol means one is not allowed to take advantage of the liquid now that is emitted from a pre, because it may lead to this or that you have of sochei. And you're not allowed to go and use a pre that falls off because it may lead to kotzer. And hu adinami, the Ramban says, that's the chiddush that you have of that which was caught on yantif itself. Poshav shat, let's deal with that for the time being, that this is a case that you have of muktza. So what's the halacha? If it's a safeg muchan, Rama Gamliel says that it's mutter. So on the next amud that you have in Beit Sandach of Dal Mabez, the Gemara has the following great chiddush. The Gemara says, Mutar in the Mai. Rama Gamliel says that, look, I don't desire to take anything from this guy, but Mikra din it's Mutar. Mutar to what? What exactly was Rama Gamliel referring to? So Rav says that it is Mutar in the Kabel. One is allowed to go ahead and to receive it from the Nochri. However, it is Osir Bachila. That's the chiddush that you have of Rav Shita. The Rama Gamliel, our Mishnah, says that mutarin, it only means mutar lekabel. What does that mean, lahalacha? That there's no iser tiltul, there's nothing wrong with handling, right, the dagim that the Nochri has brought, but in fact they are considered to be osir bachil. The Gemara doesn't explain exactly why that should be true. Why do we assume when it comes within muktza that there's a difference between tiltul muktza as opposed to achilas muktza? No, there's a very important comment that Slach has here, the no debit on this daf. It'll be important for we do daf gimel. The no debit suggests a chiddush within Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Safik Mukta. Is that called Dover Sheish Lamatirin or does it not? And if it is a Dover Sheish Lamatirin, shouldn't it in fact be Aser? So this is what the no debit suggests. We'll have to see. Perhaps within Dover Sheish Lamatirin, there can be a difference between Tiltul as opposed to Achila. we'll have to see what exactly is the basis, right, of the Shit Rama Gamliel. Tosus just says this is a clear indicator that you cannot go ahead and equate Isra of Tiltum Mutzah with Isra of Achilas Mutzah, and that's exactly the Shit Rama Gamliel according to Yavrah. And that's what Tosus says. We would have thought in our Mishnah that if, in fact, the Mishnah would say Mutarin Asurin, then Heter, according to Beis Shammai, is only the Taltel, but it remains, in fact, Osir Vachila. Where else do you see that this is true? That there should be a difference between Tiltum Mutzah as opposed to cases of Achilas Mutzah. If you look in the Sugi and Shabbos, in Daf Kuf Chav Chesam and Alu, here the Gemara mentions the following case. The Gemara says, let's assume you have Bisar Tafel, you have raw meat. What's the halach in such a case? So the Gemara says that Rav Huna Amar, that Mutta the Taltalo. Rav Huna says that even though it is something which right now is not Royal Achila, nonetheless you're allowed to go in to handle it. The Gemara says, how can that be? The Gemara says that Rav Huna says, Mutta the Taltalo. And Rav Karab Yudisvirle, the Islay Mukta. Then what do you mean? We know Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, and Rav followed the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That's our Daf and Beis and Daf Beis Amud Aleph from Machlokes Rabin and Rabbi Shimon with the Yesh Mukta or a Mukta. We'll have to address in the next Shiurim what exactly is that Machlokes. What exactly does Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon disagree about when it comes to Mukta? But these are one of the cases that you have, the Sartofel. So here, in this instance, Rav is a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Islay Mukta. So in such a case, it should be Asir. So how can Rav Huna, who is a Talmud of Rav, and Rav follows the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, maintain that Mutta the Taltalo? So here again, the Gemara answers that B'mukta la'achila savalak Rabbi Yehuda, B'mukta la'tilto savalak Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says these are two independent concepts of Mukta. There's an Isser Tilto Mukta, that movement is considered to be Asir. There's an Isser of Achilas Mukta, and just because you hold Yesh Mukta in one, does not mean you hold Yesh Mukta in another. So the Shita of Rav, Alibat Rabbi Yehuda, is that I follow the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda only when it comes to Achilas Mukta. Then I assume that Yesh Mukta, not when it comes to the case that you have of Tilto Mukta. This is how Rashi explains the Gemara. And Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chav Chesam and Aleph. Rashi writes in the Ramaschal, Mukta L'Achila, Klomar, Bisser Muktzalini Achila, good, Savla Karabi Yehuda. And therefore, in Achinami, it's Asr Bachila. But Bisser Muktza, when it comes to Tiltal, then Savla Karabi Shema. So Rashi explains explicitly. What the Gemara means to say is there's a clear difference between Tiltal Muktza as opposed to Achila, and it's not considered to be a stir whatsoever. To Paskin Yesh Muktzala Gabi Achila, and Muktz, as far as Bisser Tiltal Muktz is concerned. If you look in the Chedushi Rashba, right, on this Daf and Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Chavches, Rashba raises the following kasha. Is that really true? That Rav Shita is that when it comes to Tilta Mukta, like Rabbi Shimon, that ain't Mukta, and Mukta is only Lagabi Achila. So the Rashba says, Al Korchach, you have to refine this Kiddush somewhat. After all, the Rashba writes in Divra Maskob, Mukta Lachila, he writes the following, the Yesh Makshim. There are those that raise the following kasha. This is a Tosus and Shabbos, and Daf Yotesim obeys Divra Maskal Hani. Tosus raises the kasha. Rashbi here quotes several terutzim. But what do you mean? That ha aminam bishili perakama. The Gemara says in the very end of the first parak of Shabbos, it's found on Daf Yotes Mabeis. If you have karche dezuze or karche dezuge to yourselves in the Gemara, if you have kargomets, are they muktza or are they not? So the Gemara says that Rav also. Rav assumes that a kargomet is considered to be that which is muktza, and one is not allowed to go in to move it on Shabbos or on Yantiv. So how can you say that Rav only maintains Mukta when it comes to Achila, and not when it comes to Tiltal Mukta? Obviously, the case of Karga Gizuge is not referring to Achila's Mukta, it's referring to Tiltal Mukta, and yet Rav says that it's Asr. So how can our Gemara say when it comes to Tiltal Mukta, so Rav is of the being like Rabbi Shimon, that ain't Mukta? So Tosus quotes, right, a couple of possibilities. Here the Rashba writes here in Dira Maskel, Mukta L'Achil, the following, that maybe you have to refine a little bit, the Yishlomar, the davar sha'omed la'achila, hu d'shari la'taltla, mishum d'day sha'asraso ba'achila. If something is edible, then Rav's opinion is, it's sufficient to create an ekter muktza la'achila for its regular purpose, the tiltal is mutter. But if something is enomed la'achila, so in such an instance, so then, certainly Rav would admit that there is an iser tiltal. It's only a davar omed la'achila, that Rav is of the opinion that shari la'taltla. If you have something, however, which is eino omid la'achila, so in that case, then he fully subscribes to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that there is in fact an iser tilta. That's the first day that you have in Rashba. And then the Rashba continues and quotes the shita of Rabbi Yotam that says no, the whole kasha was no kasha whatsoever. That after all, that case of karchi dezuge is not referring to a regular case of muktza, but a new category of muktza we'll have to discuss, and that is what Rabbi Yotam says, muktza machmas means. The karge guzuze is something that it's normally used for cargo, so it's something that is absolutely filthy. That everyone agrees, even Rav is of opinion, that that is also the telto because of a distinct concept, we'll have to discuss at length, called muktza machmas means. That's the chiddush that you have of the Rabbi Yotam. But within the sheet of Rav, also a further nafkamina. Not only what Tosus mentions, what we would have thought in our Mishnah, a distinction between achila as opposed to tiltel, but the Chiddush Rav Gamliel when it comes to Safek Muchan, and here the Sugin of Kubchal Ches, that Rav distinguishes between achila and tiltel, whether to Pashkin Yesh Muktz or Ein Muktz, and the Chiddush that you have the Rashba, maybe it doesn't mean categorically, maybe it means again, nuances. Something that is omid l'achila shari l'taltalo, something which is not omid l'achila, that's also the taltalo. That's the Chiddush that you have the Rashba. That's a further difference that you have between Isser Tiltel as opposed to Isser Achila. Tosus a little bit later in the first paragraph, in the Chesem and Aleph, also tells us the following great finish. One of the things that our Mishnah says is that She'efer Kiran Muchanu. Our Mishnah says that if you have ash in a stove, that is something that is already designated, that is not as something that which is Motzah. So the Gemara of Chesam and Aleph raises a very simple kasha, that Efer Kira Mandachar Shmei. What is the Mishnah referring to? The Mishnah out of nowhere, right, makes this comment that Efer Kira Muchanu. What was the context? So the Gemara just comments simply, and the Chesam and Aleph as follows, that Amar Rabbi, Hafi Kamar, Ve Efer Kira Muchanu. The Gemara was talking about what is not Muchan. So the Gemara says, Ve Efer, and you should know that Efer Kira, ash, is something which is not Muktza, but rather is designated. What exactly is the case? So the Gemara says the following, that Amar Ibn Marav, Loshon, when do we assume that ash is considered to be min hamuchan, and therefore it's mutter to use? That's only in Elah Shuhusak, Me Erev Yantiv. That's referring to the following case. I have firewood, and I burn it already from before Yantiv. So before Yantiv, now it was already in the state of ash. So obviously, that is something which is muchan. It didn't change its state in any shape or form. And that can be used, for example, for kisei adam, aval husak biyantiv. But what happens if you're talking about a normal case, where you have logs that are burning on yantiv, and all of a sudden they burn, they turn to ash, then everyone would agree that that is considered to be asr. Why is that asr? Because that's a case of nolad, no? Arfa sugin, a beis amin aleph. That's a real case of nolad. When yantiv began, it was wood. Now it was converted to ash, so that's a case of nolad, and certainly it's considered to be asur. However, Rav says the following chiddush: Vim rayul itzlos bo beitza. Let's assume the ash is still hot, and you could cook with that ash, then mutter. Then it's considered to be mutter. Why is that true? A great chiddush. That's not considered to be nolad. Going from a log to cold ash, that's a case that you have of nolad. When it was a log, it could be used for the purpose of hasaka, for fueling a fire. Now cold ash cannot be used for that purpose. That's a case that you have of nolad. If the ash is still hot and it could be used for purposes of cooking, so in such a case, that is not nolad whatsoever, and everyone would agree that that's considered ready to be muchan, that is not considered to be muktza. Good? And the Gemara says that Tanina Mihachi, we have a braisa that supports this chiddush of Rav. Kisha amru efer kira muchanu lo amra l'shuhusak me'erav yantiv. That's only if it was in the state of ash prior to Yantiv. Husak b'Yantiv is Aser, because that's a case of Nolad. V'imrayo litzo sol beitza. Then in fact it's considered Yimotar. So this Kiddush of Rav is Mefurish and Braisa. Cold ash before Yantiv certainly is Muchan. If it is hot ash from that which was burnt on Yantiv, it is Menamuchan. If it went on Yantiv from regular wood used to fuel a fire to cold ash, in such a case, that's an instance that you have of Nolad, and the Brice is explicit that this, in fact, is Asur. So Tosus is bothered by a couple of things. Now, number one, Tosus is bothered by this. This is very crucial for our first daf. Tosus says, what do you mean it's Asur because of Nolad? What did our Gemara suggest? That Nolad is a function of Muktza, Machlokas, Rabbi, and Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara should continue and say that even that which is Nolad is only true Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, but not Aliba the Rabbi Shimon. And here the Gemara says, as a Dabra Pashut, that this is considered to be Aser, and the Gemara quotes a Braisa that supports this, no? So why is this dependent on our Daf? The Machlokas for the Ish Muktzah, Ein Muktzah. So Tulsa says the following, Chiddush Al Karchach, you must assume that this is even Aliba the Rab Shimon. Lekaman de Polik, Tulsa says. No one is quoted as disagreeing. After all, Dafil Rab Shimon Molde. Why is that true? Because this is considered to be a case of Nolad Gamur. Very important Chiddush Tulsus. Why? Meikar Eitzim V'hashte Efer. So Tulsus writes the following Chiddush. Don't make a mistake. When you learn Daf Beis Amud Aleph and assume, Machlokes between Rabin and Rabbi Shimon as far as Nolad, everyone agrees in principle Nolad is Aser. The Machlokes here between Rabin and Rabbi Shimon is a detail. No? If you have something which is Nolad Sheno Gamur, it's something that changes state. For example, Macholodum to Machol Behema. That's a machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. But if something is nolad yesh miayin, nolad gamur, everyone agrees that that is considered to be aser. This is quite important. When Rabbi Shimon says that ein muktzah, it doesn't mean he denies muktzah. It must be something else entirely. Of course, Rabbi Shimon admits that there has to be a degree of hachana, as the pasuk says, veichinu es asher yaviu. So therefore, if something is nolad gamur, how can you say it's mucha mibod yaon? All Rabbi Shimon says, if something undergoes a change in state, there are times that we argue that that is not considered to be a case of Nolad, and the Hachana in the previous state will continue for its current state. That's Tosus's first Chiddush. Good, that there are cases that even Rav Shimon must agree that everyone agrees is considered to be Aser Mishum Muktzah. That's the Sugya and Daches. Good. Then Tosus continues, given that this is true, that everyone agrees that if you have Kodash, it's considered to be Muktzah, so Tosus raises the following Kasha. Vim Tomar, how do we use our ovens to go ahead and to bake on Yantiv? Right? The woman goes ahead and bakes the first dish. Good, now the oven is full of ash. So what do you do now? You have to cook in a dirty oven. The normal thing to do is to clear out the ash and now to cook the next dish. You mean you're not allowed to go ahead and to clean out an oven on Yantiv? Because Tosfos just got through proving that Efer Kira is Mucham, right? Only if it's hot. And if it's cold, it's muktzah l'chuli am, even according to Rabbi Shimon. So how in the world do you use a stove on Yantiv? What right do you have to go ahead and to clean out the ash, which alibu l'chuli amma, is considered to be a case of nolad gamur? So Tosus writes the chiddush name of Rabbeinu Yitzchak, that apparently you see a great chiddush. De muktzah eino osu l'tautil b'yantiv, b'shvil olchon nefesh b'simchas yantiv. Well, a great chiddush. Tosus says the tiltu muktzah is mutter the tzarach olchon nefesh. That's Tosus's hechrich. You have something in the oven which is absolute muktzah, and yet obviously you're allowed to go ahead and to clean out an oven. How else do you cook? So since it's the tzarach olchon nefesh, Tosus writes the tiltu muktzah is mutter the tzarach olchon nefesh. This chiddush that you have in Tosus is found three times in the Masechta. Here on Daf Chesem and Aleph, the Tosus later on Daf Chav Chesem and Beis, the Ramasol Grifas, and the Tosus on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, the Ramasol Amar Abzeir. Where Tosus says that tiltu muktzah is mutu the tzarach olchon nefesh. That's the chiddush that you have according to Tosus. Where else do you see this is true, that tiltu muktzah is mutu the tzarach olchon nefesh? Rabbi Kveger points out, this is also clear for a mishnah that you have later in Maseches Beitzah. One of the mishnayos we'll have to spend considerable time on is the sugya of borer anyantik. Is bor aser? Is bor mutu? This is the sugya in Beitzah and Daf Yudal Mabeis. So the mishnah tells us the following. That habaro kitnios biyantiv. If a person wants to go ahead and to sort, to select, ochlim solis. So beishamay omrim baro ochel biochel. Beishamay says what we would say is a simple thing. You have to take that which you desire. What does that mean? Boshab sharakorne beishamay. There's an isser baran yantiv just like there is an isser borer on Shabbos. And just like the Gemara says on Shabbos in Afayim Dalid, that one of the conditions of baran Shabbos is you have to take the ochel. So too, Beis Shammai says, you must go ahead and do so on Yantif as well. And Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says that no, borer kedarko. You can go ahead and remove in the normal fashion. Let's assume you would normally go ahead and take psoles. One is allowed to go ahead and to do so, even on Yantif itself. We'll have to see why exactly is that true. This great chiddush that you have of Beis Hillel, of borer kedarko. Boshem Shap, we'll see a major machlokas Rishonim, is that apparently Beis Hillel is assuming that Borer is considered to be Melechus Olchon Nefesh. And Melech HaSoch HaNefesh is Mutar and Yamtiv. Right, this will have to get to and up Gimel Meralev. Tosus raises the issue, which Malachos are considered to be Och HaNefesh, which in fact is Mutar and Yamtiv. So Poshub Shatman Mishnah tells us that Beis Hillel is of the opinion that Baruch Adarko, when it's allowed even to go in to take psalms. So the Gemara says in the opening line the following, the Tanya Amram Gamliel, that Bamed Varm Amurim, when do you assume this is true, that according to Beis Hillel you ought to go in and take psalms? That's only kisha ochel merubah lapsoles. If you have a tarubos, where ochel merubah lapsoles, so what's the most efficient way of separating ochel and psoles? To take the minority. So if it's ochel merubah lapsoles, of course, go ahead and take the psoles. That's the chiddush that you have of Beis Hillel. So on Shabbos, if it's ochel merubah lapsoles, you still have to take the ochel. On Yom Tov, ochel merubah lapsoles, go ahead and take the psoles. So this chiddush that you have of Beis Hillel, that if you have a taruvos where it's olchem rubal apsoles, you're allowed to go ahead and take psoles, lachor is a double chiddush. Chiddush number one is the following, that apparently there's no isra borer. Now we'll have to see why. Posh b'shat borer is called lech esoch hanefesh, you're allowed to take psoles. But chiddush number two, what is the psoles here? We're talking about peas and carrots, shnei mini ochlin, where both are considered to be ochel. The classic cases of borer is not. You're talking about real ochel and real psoles. You have kidneys, as the Mishnah says, and the kidneys are mixed together with rocks, and you want to go ahead and remove the psoles from the grains, no? Why isn't that a problem of tiltum muktza? Good, you'll tell me that borer is mutar on yantif because borer is called melech esoch hanefesh. But what exactly is the heter of tiltum muktza? No? That's Rabbi Kivager's difficulty. No, the Kivager's found right on that Mishnah. Right, in Perak Aleph of Beis HaMishnah Ches, in the regular Mishnah is Yachin Boaz. In the Tosfos Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager is bothered by the following. Good, you'll tell me Borer is called Melech HaSoch HaNefesh. So in principle, you can go ahead and take the Psoles Dan Yisra Borer. But if the Psoles is Psoles Mamish, Poshub Sham the Gemara, that should be an Yisra of Tiltum Muktza. So Rabbi Kivager just writes very simply, Mikan Yarlani is Daiti, Rai Lamashakos of Tosfos, B'mechilt, and Dav Ches HaMad Aleph. He says, this is a Rai Muchachas to the Shit of Tosus, that Tiltum Muktza is Mutu, the Tzarach Ochan Efesh. There's no Isser of Borer, because Borer is Melech HaSochan Efesh, and since it's being done the Tzarach Ochan Efesh, there's no Isser of Tiltum Muktza. So the two Chidushim that you have in Beis HaLashita, no Isser Borer, no Isser that you have of Tiltum Muktza. Is there any other way you could understand this Mishnah? Other than what Tosus says, that Tiltum Muktza is Mutu, the Tzarach Ochan Efesh. So there is a Tosus in Shabbos, and Av Kuf Mem Beis Umad Beis, that quotes the Shita of Rabbi Nutam, that writes very differently. How is it mutter to go ahead and to take again, Ocham Rubal Apsoles, to go ahead and take Psoles? Isn't that an Isser of Tiltum Muktza? So Rabbi Nutam writes a great, great Chiddush, well, very important, as the Masechta goes on, Rabbi Nutam writes the following, it's in Tosus Kuf Mem Beis, Umad Beis, the Ramaschel, She Ocham Rubal Apsoles. Rabbi Nutam writes the following: Al kein nir Rabbi Nutam, the tama mishum dechi olchem rubal apsoles, hayapsoles kibata legabe rubo, who mutter litol mina olchel azarka. It's a concept of bittul. If the psoles would be by itself independently, taking the psoles would be a problem of tiltum muktza, and that in fact would be aser. But since here you have a taruvos, that's the definitions of borer, no? Ein borer ele b'taruvos. If you have two minim that are distinct, there's no isra borer. It's only if the shnei minim are muravin zebazem. So if you have a taruvos where it's rov ochel and a miut of psoles, so therefore a chiddush Rabbi Nutam writes, the entire taruvos is labeled as ochel, and therefore that is not called an isra of tiltum muktza. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Nutam. We'll have to analyze that as we go on in the Masechta. No? A chiddush, that there's a concept that the meal to the psoles becomes batel to the robe of the ochel, and in such a case, therefore, that's not called tiltum muktza whatsoever. Then Rabbi Yotam is bothered. Then what about the opposite case? What happens if you have a tarubos of psoles muval ochel? No? So what happens in such an instance? No? You have a taruvos, you have a few grains that are edible, you have a lot of stones that are mixed in. So what would you do with that? No? Aren't you allowed to go in to take the ochel? If there's a concept that you have that you view the taruvos in its entirety, and the miut is batal to the rov, So a great Kiddush, the psolus mu'bal ochel, the entire taruva should be muktzah. That's what Rashi writes. Rashi writes that in Beis and Daf Yudalim Beis. Rashi writes if you have psolus mu'bal ochel, the whole taruva is muktzah. Tosus here writes, no, that's not true. If you have rov hetter, rov ochel, and a meal to psolus, then you can say that the psolus is considered to be batel l'gabei ochel. But let's assume you have the reverse, that it's rov psolus and the meal to ochel. So what are you going to say? The ochel becomes batel to the psolus. You have a taruvos, so something which is royal achila, something which is of value, and something which is worthless, sticks and stones. So what are you going to say? The whole taruvos is viewed as that which is misheno dami. It's viewed as something which is worthless. If you have a rov of ochel and a miut of psoles, that's the chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam, you can say the whole taruvos is considered to be ochel. But you can't say the bittul in opposite direction. If you have rov psoles and a miut of ochel, you're going to say the miut of the ochel, which is of value and that which you desire, is considered to be null and void because of the psoles. So that's the chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam writes, he thinks that's not true. You view the taruvos as a single heftza only if it's ochel, rubel of psoles, but not in fact if it's considered to be psoles from rubel ochel. So fast machlokas rishon, machlokas la ochel. And Shabbos, if you have a taruvos, where it's psoles from rubel ochel, what do you do with that? It's not so uncommon. A person could have a taruvos, right? And the part that you want to use is the minority. And the part which is the psoles is the majority. What happens in such a case? Now we're going to see a major machlokas rishonim. Rabbi Natam writes that there's no issa that you have of tilto muktza. Tosis is going to write in Shabbos, and Dafayin Dalamad Aleph, forget about Muktzah. There's an Issur Darais of Borer. There's a fasting Chiddush when it comes to Borer, no? Borer, normally, what is Asr and what is Mutter? What is Mutter? What we call Derech Achila, the way that you normally eat. How do you normally go ahead and eat? La'alter, immediate use. You do a biyad, you don't use a fancy kli. And you take that which you desire, Olch Mitoch HaPsoles. If a farmer is harvesting, Derech Breira, what would a farmer do? So that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. Nafayin Dalet, a farmer will do the opposite. He will go ahead and sort his grain to store it. That means bor lotzer, lachar zman. He's not going to use his hand. He's going to use professional implements. Now he's going to use kelim. Nafu kvara. And furthermore, what is he going to take out? He's going to do that which is most efficient. Hopefully his crop is a lot of ochel, a little bit of psoles, and he's going to remove the psoles. That's what the Gemara spells out, the ABCs of Borer and Shabbos, Nafayin Dalet, that there's a difference between the Isser Borer, what is called Derech Breira, as opposed to Derech Achilu. It's a fascinating Kiddush, no? How do you understand that in Lumbus, no? Is Derech Achilu the Matir, or is Derech Breira the Oser? What do you have to do? You have to avoid the Derech Breira, or you're allowed to engage in Derech Achilu? What difference does it make? What if the Derech Breira and Derech Achilu are exactly the same? Let's assume the farmer has a bad year. Let's assume his crop is psoles mrubal ochel. What would the farmer do if it's psoles mrubal ochel? He's going to tell his workers to take out the psoles. No, he'll do the most efficient thing. If it's psoles mrubal ochel, his workers will go ahead and take out the ochel. Remove the ochel. If the taruvus is psoles mrubal ochel, that becomes derech breira. It's also derech achila. If you're sitting at the table and you want to go ahead and take that which you're going to eat, good, it's psoles mrubal ochel, but you're going to take the achila. That's a fascinating machlokas, the Tosfos and Beitzin, the Tosfos and Shabbos, Nafayin Dalet. If you have psoles mrubal ochel, what's the halacha? Tosfos writes in Shabbos, a great Kiddush, that's an Isser Darais of Borer. If it's psoles mrubal ochel, Tosfos writes Shabbos, Nafayin Dalet, and Aleph, that's called derech breira. Now, a farmer would go ahead and take the ochel if it's psoles mrubal ochel. And Tosfos and Beitzin, Daf Yudalim Beis, writes, no, if it's psoles mrubal ochel, that's called derech achila, and enoch inami, that's considered to be mutter. Machlokas on a level of daraisa. It's machlokas aposkin. We assume in Shin Yates that it's mutter. We assume like the Tosfos and Beitzin, and the Chayodim, and Simin Yates has a chumrah to be chayish for the view of Tosfos and Shabbos Nafayin Dalet. Psoles mrubal ochel is taking ochel and Isser Borer, or is it not? That's as far as Isser Borer is concerned. And what about Isser Muktzah? Shouldn't you argue that psoles mrubal ochel, maybe it's Muktzah? Why is it Muktzah? You're taking ochel. Oh, because Rabbi Yotam's Kiddush, that don't you see from the Mishnah that there's a concept of bittul when it comes to taruvos? And therefore the whole Cheftu should be labeled as taruvos psilus, which is mutza. So that's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that the bittul only flips in one direction, not another. Only if it's olchem rubel psilus do you say the whole taruvos is labeled as olcho from mutza, and not in the reverse direction. No? So these are two very different ways of understanding. Poshut shat the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in a normal case, where you have olchem rubel psilus, according to Beis Hillel, take the psilus. What right do you have to take the psilus? Rabbi Kibega writes, that's a tosus nefches, that it is mukza. Tiltu mukza is mukza, that's a rachoch nefesh. And here the tosus and Shabbos, nefkuf mem days, right, that's not true. The only reason it's mutter is because we label the entire teruvos as ochel, and that's only true that you label the entire teruvos if it's ochel, merubah psolus, not psolus, which is merubah ochel. This chiddush that you have of tosus, tiltu mukza is mutter, that's a rachoch nefesh. So this is what the Rama writes, La Halacha. The Rama writes in Hilchos Yanti, in Tav Kuf Tes, in Siv Zayim, Umutu l'taltel muktzah l'tzarech ocha nefesh, v'sim ches yantiv. Quotes are tosus, and evchesim and aleph. Tiltu muktzah is mutu l'tzarech ocha nefesh. That's how we assume the Halacha. So the Magen Avram, here in Siv Katan Tesvav, says the following comment. Good. Tiltu muktzah mutu l'tzarech ocha nefesh. But what do you see from our first Mishnah? Beitza shenol debiyantiv. Lo te'achel. Beitza lo shita. Isn't that l'tzarech ocha nefesh? That's mamish ocha nefesh. Forget about moving something. This is ocha nefesh, no? You want to go ahead and use that basis shenolda biyantiv for simchas yantiv. How can you say that there's a heter of muktza l'tzarech ocha nefesh? So the Magen Avraham just writes the obvious teretz, and that is that this chiddush atotzus is only as far as tiltu muktza is concerned. Tiltu muktza is muktza l'tzarech ocha nefesh. There is no heter of achilas muktza l'tzarech ocha nefesh. Simply the ABCs, no? Our Mishnah says a beitza shenolda is asr b'achila. Why is it asr? Muktza, no? You see that there's no heter of ocha nefesh when it comes to achilas muktza. Even though malachas mutza l'tzarech ocha nefesh, achilas muktza is asr l'tzarech ocha nefesh. I Tosu says no, muktza is mutza l'tzarech ocha nefesh. Tiltu muktza, as opposed to cases that you have of achila. And then the Magen Avraham adds, right, another word. Asr lochlo. Achilas muktza certainly is asr l'tzarech ocha nefesh. Simple. And then the Magen Avraham writes the following chiddush. Uli hishtamish bo. Hishtamish bo. Use of muktza is asr l'tzarech ocha nefesh. A chiddush. Apparently there are three categories that you have of isurei muktza. There's nisr of tiltul. There's nisra of the hishtamesh b'muktza, use of muktza, and then there's nisra of achilas muktza. Achilas muktza, no, the first Mishnah tells you, zas l'tzarech ocha nefesh. You go a little further, you say that tiltu muktza is mutza l'tzarech ocha nefesh, the tosus nefches. What about the hishtamesh b'muktza? There are the Magen Avraham writes also, hishtamshus is ke'en achila, and therefore there's no heter of usage of muktza. The Tzarech Ocha Nefesh. That's the chiddush that you have of the Magen Avraham. If you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch itself, the Dogma of Avva, right on the side, in Simin Tav Kuf Tes, the Dogma of Avva writes, just take a look in the Marsha, and Af Lamed Gim Lamed Avad. This the Marsha spells out, that you can't equate Tiltu Muktza to Hishtamshus B'Muktza. That's a further independent category. Where do you see the Gemara discussing the case of Hishtamish b'muktza, that is considered to be Asr? So this we'll see is the Sugya and Daf Daldam Abeis. The Gemara mentions the following Chiddush. The Gemara has this case, the Chiddush Rav Masna. Eitzrim shenoshrim in hadekel l'tof ha-tanur b'yantiv. You have an outdoor oven, and all of a sudden the wind blows, and some branches fall off of the tree, right into the tanur. So what do you do with that? If you use the oven, then you're going to go ahead and be using wood, which is muktza, right? Anyantiv. So what do you do in such a case? So the Mishnah gives you the following eitzim. That mar b'lem eitzim uchanim u'meisikan. No problem. Go ahead and take your firewood and go ahead and put a lot of good firewood that was designated from before Yantiv into that oven. And you can rely on Bittel. You have a lot of good firewood. You have a few branches, Atzei Muktzah, that fell into the fire. So therefore, reliance on the concept of Bittel. And now you can go ahead and use that oven. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Ein mevatlin islach achila? Do you have a right to bring about consciously a state of Bittel? I look in my oven and I see that there's wood which is Muktzah. No problem. Just go ahead and have an abundance of wood which was Mukhan Mibad Yom. And that's it. You rely on Bittul. Do you have a right to mevatel something l'chadchila? So the Gemara says a great chiddush that no, when it comes to ein mevatnis l'chadchila, hani milei b'daraisa. The only time we assume ein mevatnis l'chadchila is when it comes to nisa daraisa. You have a treif salami, you go ahead and take off the wrapper, and now you bring two kosher salamis next to it. In such a case, now bittul barov. That's osir ein mevatnis l'chadchila on a nisa daraisa. However, the Gemara says, Bidrabanan mevatlin. Since we're only dealing with an Isser Drabanan of Muktzah, great Kiddush, the Gemara says, for at least some Isserei Drabanan, we'll have to learn the Sugi very well, you have a right to assume mevatlin is lechatchila. What type of Muktzah is this? So number one, right, this is what we call the Ishtamish Muktzah. This is not Achilas Muktzah, like Beitza Shanolda. This is not simply an Isser of Tiltul Muktzah. Go on, I sit in my seat, and all of a sudden there's a piece of wood which is there. We're talking about moving, tiltu muktzah. No, this is a case of usage of muktzah. Hishtamish b'muktzah. So the Gemara says, Ein achinami, hishtamshus b'muktzah is aser, but the Gemara spells out explicitly, again a chiddush, this is only an iser d'rabbanan. You look carefully at the Rashi here, and Avdal Meveiz, Rashi writes the following. What is the Gemara to say? Ah, muktzah, which is only d'rabbanan mevatlin. Right, Rashi adds one word. Rashi says, what does it mean, Drabanan? Rashi says, Kegon Muktzah. And Rashi adds one word, Dahacha. What does Dahacha mean? Right? Right? This case. This case of Muktzah here, Dalam Abeis, this is only a Din Drabanan. Right? You know nothing more. You haven't learned the Masechta yet. But you see, Rashi says, the Gemara says, Muktzah is the Drabanan. Rashi just adds, this case of Muktzah is a Din Drabanan. Right? Rashi seems to be implying very strongly, we'll see Rashi Shita, that there's a concept of Muktzah Daraisa. This Muktzah in the Gemara, Yishtamish b'Muktzah, yeah, that's only a Din Darabanan. But Rashi seems to be hedging it, not Muktzah's Darabanan. This application of Muktzah is only a Din Darabanan. So this is a case that you have of Yishtamish b'Muktzah. This is a case of Yishtamish b'Muktzah, where you're using the Muktzah, and this is what we saw, Yishtamshu Shal Kilui. Now, as a result, the chayfetz is destroyed. I take the dvar muktzah, comparable to achila, right? And now it's burnt. It's burnt to a crisp. It's no longer. If you look at the Gemara later on Daf Lamed Gimel, the Gemara has other cases of the ishtamish b'muktzah, where the chayfetz is perfectly intact, but still you're not allowed to go in to use the dvar muktzah. The Gemara says the following chiddush in Daf Lamed Gimel and Aleph, just a few lines down. The Gemara says this, in somchem es hakedera bebikas. You're not allowed to go in and to take a piece of wood and use it to support a pot. You want to go in and cook, and you need something to support the pot near the fire, so good, you'll take one of the pieces of the firewood, and you'll go and use it to support the kedera. So no, you're not allowed to go in and do so. And v'chein hadeles, you're not allowed to go in and to support a door with firewood. Why is that true? Because designated wood can only be used to fuel a fire, and it cannot be used to support a pot or support a door. The door is starting to lean. I'll go ahead and I'll pry it up with a piece of firewood. Can't do that on Yantiv. The pot has to be supported. I'll use firewood to do that. No. That's a great finish. Now you take a look at the Rashba. In this sugya, Daf Lamed Gimel, we're used to thinking that if something is min hamukhan, if something can be used on Yantiv, so what, it can only be used for that particular purpose? Usually we assume if something is not muktzah, something is mukhan, so it's mukhan for any tzorech. Even tzorech gufo, tzorech makomo can be moved. No? Here the Gemara is telling you a great chiddush. If you have wood which was designated for the purpose of hasaka, so therefore it can only be used for that purpose to fuel the fire, it cannot be used for any other purpose. That's chiddush number one. Good. So atse mukta, right? But you designated before. No, so it's used for hasaka. So we don't assume that once you designate it for use on yantif, you can use it for any use. Here we're assuming no, you can only use it for that prescribed use. That's a very great chiddush. No, we'll have to see why that's true. You know, normally we assume, let's say I have a kli. So kli primarily is used, right, for one purpose. But I can use it for other purposes on Shabbos and Yantiv. You don't only have to use it for its normal usage. I can use it for anything. Let's start a gufo, let's start a makomo. I have a hammer, which is a kli shemach le'yisir. But for whatever reason, I have to use it for something unusual. I have to reach and get something, right? Behind the dresser, I can take the hammer, I can take the pencil to move it. No? Tzarach gufo, tzarach makomo. Apparently, you see, that's not true when it comes to eitzim, even when eitzim are designated, right, for use on yantiv. That's chiddush number one, the Gemara says. That's what the chiddush of Rashba points out. No? That here, you can only use that wood for fueling a fire. But a further chiddush, good. So I can't go ahead and take that wood and use it as a pointer. I can only use it lahasaka. But here, lismoch hasakadeira, isn't that ochel nefesh? So apparently you see a further chiddush, no? That when it comes to hishtamshus b'dvar muktza, there's no heter of ochel nefesh. Further chiddush in that gemara, no? Chiddush number one is that if it's designated lahasaka, it can only be used for hasaka, nothing else. Good. So I can't take that piece of wood and use it, right, to reach something. I understand. But here, what are you using it for? Somchens hakadera. You're using it for ochel nefesh. No? So what do you see from here? That using a dvar muktzah letzorach ochel nefesh is also. Not only is achilas muktzah letzorach ochel nefesh, beizamar aleph, beizishanolda, but leishtamish b'muktzah letzorach ochel nefesh is considered to be aser as well. And the only chiddush that you have in Tosus is that tiltum muktzah is that which is mutzah letzorach ochel nefesh. This is the chiddush that the Rasha points out here, right on this daf, based on daf lamed gimel aleph. What do you mean this is only designated, the Rasha writes, for the purpose of hasaka? Yeah, but here you're doing it for ochel nefesh. So the Rasha writes the following: afilu lemay de kaswa tosus, even according to what Tosus said earlier on daf ches, the chuliyam is sharin and tiltum muktza b'mishum ochel nefesh. That's only tiltum muktza. However, lihishtamish b'dvar muktza, like smichas kedera b'bikas u'kechizra, certainly that's considered to be aser. Why is that true? Because the chiddush is the tashmisho ke'en achilaso. The iser of lihishtamish b'muktza is an offshoot. It's comparable to achilas muktza, and there is no heter whatsoever. The tzarach ochel nefesh. The Rasha writes, with this in mind, you can answer a further kasha. The Gemara on that very daf, and daf lamed gimel amud aleph, says the following chiddush. Are you allowed to go ahead and to use, right, a chizra, right, a moist branch, as a spit? Right? Do you want to go ahead and use it and make a barbecue? So you need a skewer. So are you allowed to go ahead and use a moist branch as a skewer? That's what the Gemara says. So Rav says that it's also Hilchasa Beretiva Aser. Why? Because Ikva Kirav de Islay Muktza Kirav Yehuda. Rav says that that's also. You're not allowed to go in and to take that branch and to use it as a spit. So the Rasha raises the following kasha. How does that fit with what we learned in Perek Mefanim? That's the Marsha's kasha. Doesn't Rav say in Perek Mefanim that, what do you mean? That's the we started with. That's a sugya in Shabbos Kuftal Ches. But what was Rav's chiddush? That I only pass like Rav Yehuda when it comes to achilas muktza. When it comes to tiltum muktza, behold like Rabbi Shimon. So how can Rav go ahead and say that chizra, using a piece of wood as a spit, is aser? Rav says this. Rav holds that tiltum muktza is mutter. We pass like Rabbi Shimon. That's the Marsha's kasha. The Shlomer answers the following: that Hossam, that Gemara Daf Kuf Chav Ches, right, Bisar Tafel, that raw meat, that's referring to the case that you have of Tiltul. That was the question of the Gemara. Are you allowed to move it or not? Yeah, movement? That Rav says we pass Rav Shimon that tilto muktza is mutter. However, here we're talking about using it as a spit, right? That's not tilto muktza. That's called hishtamshus b'dvar muktza. That's ke'en achila, and that's mamish hiyanosenes. That's exactly Rav Shita. When it comes to achila, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that yesh muktza. Not only is it not a kasha, that's exactly the chiddush that you have of Rav. You see from this Gemara that there's no heter of olcha nefesh when it comes to ishtamshus b'dvar muktza, that you see that usage of muktza is comparable to achilas muktza, not comparable to tiltum muktza. No? So that's exactly the chiddush of Rav. Rav, who in Shabbos says, when we subscribe to achilas muktza, the tiltum muktza, we assume a muktza like Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, how does ishtamshus fit in? The ishtamish b'dvar muktza is considered to be ktein achila. Right, with two nafkaminas. Number one is Rav Shita, that here we pass like Rav Yehuda, yesh muktza. Number two, there is no heter of olcha nefesh. That's an important chiddush that you have, no? Right, adding to our list, Tosfos almost innocently. Now, don't make the mistaken thing. Right, our Mishnah is talking about Nisra of Tiltul. Our Mishnah is talking about Nisra Achila. Right, these are examples that you have, halacha lemaisa, of differences between Isra Achilas Muktza as opposed to cases that you have of Tiltum Muktza. Even a further thing. The Gemara is going to tell us in the very end of the Masechta, right, in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, there's something which is called the Graf Shorei. You have something which normally is a Dvar Muktza, but it's something which is absolutely disgusting, and therefore it's bothersome, it's troublesome for you to have it there. Literally, graf shorei means, right, the kli, right, that was used to contain soa. So what do you say? It's a dvar muktza. You have to leave it in the room. So that's the chiddush that you have of Shmuel. If you have something which is foul, a graf shorei, or an avid shomei raglayim, mutu lehotzian la'ashba. One is allowed to go ahead and to move a graf shorei, right, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's Shmuel's chiddush and Beitz and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Rabbi Kiveger points out there's a great chiddush that Rashi has. The Rashi is found in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Here the Gemara, this is very important for Nolot also, for our Daf, and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara discusses the following. You have a fruit and its pit. You eat the fruit, now all that remains is the pit. Is that called Nolot, or is that not called Nolot? Sachidish, no, our Gemara treats that as a case of Nolot. No, that's the Sugya, the Beis Amud Aleph. That's exactly what the Gemara is assuming on Shabbos, Nakuf Mem Gimel. So the Gemara says the following Chiddush. Haynu gar'inim de tamre de armiyasim. If you have the Armenian dates, the pit that remains is not considered to be muktzah. Shor the teltolinu. A pit of such a date is not called muktzah. Why is that true? Rashi explains these are very inferior dates. What would you do with such a date? A tamrei d'armiyasim. You wouldn't eat it. You would only give it to your animal. So that's not called nolad. The fruit is machal behema. The pit that remains is also machal behema. So that did not undergo any change in state on Shabbos and Yantiv. In such a case, that's not muktzah whatsoever. That's not a case of nolad. So if it's an inferior type of tamar, so in such a case, shor l'taltolin. However, if you have the following, right, a good fruit, if you have the parsiyasa, you have a Persian tamar, so in such a case, that's a delicacy, that's machal adam. So now what? The fruit is machal adam. Now that you eat the fruit, you're left with a pit. The pit is machal behema. Going from machal adam to machal behema, what is that? That's the chiddush of our sugya of Beis Amud Aleph. That's called nola. That's a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. No? That's what Tosfos point out. That's a detail. That's nola sheno gamur. Not the pit was in existence, the fruit was in existence, just change of state. The case in Avches Amud Aleph, nolad gamur, wood to ash, right, that even Rav Shimon agrees is also. So what do you do with it? You have a pit that was part of a fruit when Yantif began that was machal adam. What do you do with an anyanta for Shabbos? So the Gemara says the following: Rav Huna, Braid Rabbi Yeshua, Avid Lehu Kigrav Shalri'i. Rav Huna, Braid Yeshua, relied on the heter of Graf Shalri'i. What does that mean? He would eat these fruits, Sovra on the fun of Kisholchel Tmarim. He would go ahead and make a pile of these Garinim that you have, the pits of these fruits, Ad Shanim Asos Be'enav, until it became something that was not very pleasant. And Venovnos on the fun of Kigraf Shalri'i. So he said, if it's an inferior date, it's not Mukta. If it's a very good date, in such a case, that's called Nolad Sheino Gomor, according to Rav Yehuda, that's Mukta. So you have to rely on the heter of Graf Shalri'i. So he used to go ahead and move it, right, based on that concept, Graf Shalri'i, the Sugin based on Aflam and Bal. So Rashi adds just the following two words. Right? Notanosam Bifanoth, he used to take it away from where it was on the table, Kigraf Shalri'i. Then Rashi adds, Vinosnon the Behema. Wow. And give it to his animal to eat. That's a chiddush. No, v'nos l'behema, and give it to his animal to eat. No? So Rabbi Kveger just points out the following chiddush. Rabbi Kveger is found in Arachayim in Shin Chafei, right? In the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Yud Aleph. Right? All this is in the Ramakamas, no? So Rabbi Kveger just points out the following chiddush, that you see, even though we have distinct cases of muktzah, right? Achila, Hishtamshus, Tiltul, and it's explicit in the Gemara, that when it comes to Tiltul Muktzah, there's a heter of Graf Shalri'i. Rashi's additional two words, Vinosnon, the Behema, tells you that Graf Shalri'i is more than a heter Tiltul. Right? One could have argued, we'll have to do those sugyas, that Enochem it's a Dvar Muktzah. Yeah, the fact that it's Nimeses Befanav, it's something which is despising to you, you're allowed to move it. Well, you see more than that, according to Rashi. That the heter of Graf Shalri'i extends not only to Tiltul Muktzah, but extends beyond that too. Even Ishtamshus b'muktzah. No? So that's a very big chiddush. Rabbi Kveger writes that apparently you see from here that if Rashi writes, Litan ifnei behema, deheichet yoltu v'taltula, kagon graf shori'i, so in such a case, it's even mutter to go ahead and to give it to animal to go ahead and to eat. But even though you would have thought that graf shori'i maybe is only heter of tiltul muktzah, we'll have to see why that Rashi is of the opinion that no, this is a heter that goes above and beyond tiltul. But also the hachil, the behema, is considered to be mutter as well. There's a further chiddush that the Rama has, and this is found in Shin Chafes. These are just going to be differences between hachil and tiltul, and then we'll have to get to the lumdus. Why are all these differences true? Why should there be any distinction between hachilas mukta as opposed to tiltul mukta? But one fascinating difference, right, is the following. The Rama writes in Shin Chafes, this also will come up very soon, in the Sugyas Levin Beitzim. What exactly are you allowed to do for a Chol Shein Bo Sakana? A Chol Sheish Bo Sakana? Nu Yimachal Shabbos Daraisa. What can be done for a Chol Shein Bo Sakana? And what can be done with Sora Kata? So here the Rama writes the following. That mutter lomer lakum, it's found in Simon Shin Chav Ches in Sif Yud Zayin, you're allowed to go to Telugoy, lasos tav shilakotam, she'inam alechem. You see, the child is hungry, right? There isn't there what to eat, you're allowed to go in to tell a guy to do malacha, to cook something, prepare something, right, for this child. Why? Because, very important, halacha, distam tzarchei katan, kechol l'shem bosakan adami. Because we assume ktanim, right, min hastam, have l'alcha v'chol ha'shem bo sakana, and whatever is mutter, for them, you're allowed to do as well. So just like Amir l'Nachri is mutter l'tzara chol ha'shem bo sakana, Amir l'Nachri is mutter l'tzara katan. Very important, Ramah Shin Chafes. The Magen Avram, that goes a step further. Magen Avram is found in Siv Katan Tesvav. Lasos tavshil. You're allowed to tell the guy to make the tavshil. And now, umutu lahachilo muktzah biyadayim. And furthermore, you can feed it to the child. Muktzah is mutter. The tzara katan is one of them. Good. So Chiddush number one is that Amir Lanachri is Mutter on Shabbos and Sarah Katan. Number two, Mutter Lahachilo Mukhtse Biyadayim. That one is allowed to go ahead and to use this mukhtse, right, to give it to the child, right, for that purpose. Why is that true? Why is it true that at least here, the Tilto Mukhtse, right, is Mutter, the Tzara Kata, Dino Kechol Hashem Osakam? So this is what the Prima Gadim addresses, this Magen Avraham. Prima Gadim is found right here in Shin Chav Ches. In the Ishla Avram, that's the Pirish, the Prima Gadim in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, found the Magen Avraham, and Sivkot and Tesvav. Why is that true? What's the Kasha? Because if you look earlier in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chav Ches, here we distinguish between Ishvus B'Yadayim as opposed to a shvus which is done shelo b'yadayim. Amir Lanachri, good. It's an issa drabanan, but it's an issa drabanan regarding which I am extremely passive. I don't do anything actively. I just tell the guy to go and do it. But everything is being done, right, ayyadei nachri, from the perspective of the Yisrael, passively. We don't always allow a Yisrael to engage in a malacha drabanan. So that's the kasha of the Prima Gadim. I understand why Amir Lanachri is mutter, and that's b'sheva tasen. Right, relatively speaking, the Jew is inactive. But to go ahead and to feed the child now, isn't that called the shvus b'yadayim that normally should be usher for a chol hashem bo sakana? So the Prima Gadim writes the following, Afilo Achi, apparently, what do you see from here? He kidlu betiltu mukta, she'ein ba el iser tiltu. But iser tiltu mukta is a very weak iser. And therefore, you're right, when it comes to certain isere drabanan, we don't allow it, b'makam chola she'ein bo sakana. Betiltu mukta, which is very weak, that in fact we allow. That's what the Prima Gadim writes. Tilta Muktz is mutter, and for cases that you have a chol hashem bo sakana. So there's a very important piece that you find in the Gleital. The Gleital is found in the Malach of Tochem in Os Mem, where he addresses this Prima Gadim. Is that really true? That the reason that Tilta Muktz is mutter, the chol hashem bo sakana, is because Tilta Muktz such a weak iser that it's certainly dispensable, it's mutter, letzara, chol hashem bo sakan, and therefore letzara katan. The Gital points out, doesn't seem to be true. If you look, for example, the Tosus and Sukkah, Daf Amud Vav Amud Beis, those of you who don't know Hagazel, the Tosus Derem Askel B'Shabbos points out that tilta mukta is a very chomer iser. Tosus proves that tilta mukta is more chomer than caring in a karmelis. Right, take a look at that Tosus. And Daf Amud Vav Amud Beis and Sukkah Derem Askel B'Shabbos. Tosus points out that there are certain things that are mutter, right? Hotsana karmelis, right? Is mutter, hotsas ames, for example, and this sertiltul is not. Tosus writes that sertiltul mukta is more chamor, even than isurei drabanan biyadayim. Simply, Tal points out. So, how does the Prima Gadim just simply write? Yeah, this is true when it comes to tilta mukta, because tilta mukta is such a weak form of ism. So the Gleital goes on to distinguish between the Isra of Achil and Yishtamshus b'mukta as opposed to the Isra of Tilta Mukta. And he writes the following Chiddush. The concept that you have of Migud Iskatzoy, we're familiar with that, we're going to spend a lot of time on that. That if you have something that was in a certain state betchilas hayom, when Shabbos began, it was a dvar muktzah. See, even if somehow a Shabbos will go ahead and continue, right, that will no longer be the case. But we assume, and this is machlokas Rabbi Shimon, I'll have to go through the details, that migris katzah the ben hashmashas is katzah the kuliyama. Since already betchila sayom of Shabbos Yontif, it was labeled as such as bar muktzah, so that identity will remain for the duration of Shabbos Yontif. Now, you go ahead and you ben shlich, the flame is inherent muktzah, muktzah machmas gufa. Right? And everything that supports it is a basis, a davar aser. Even though the flame is going to go out in a few hours, right, that status as basis will be retained. Midas hasoy ben hashmashas is katsoy the kuliyom. Here Eglital writes, but take a look at this, a very, very fascinating finish. It's found in Eglital, there in the Melach of Tochen, and then it's even more explicit in the Avnei Nezim. Both authored by the same, no? Eglital, the Avnei Nezim, the Hebrew that you have in the first 11 of the Melach HaShabbos, no? On Sedura de Paz. So if you look in the Avnei Nezim, or Achaim, Simon Kuchav, here the Avnei Nezim writes the following chiddush that you have. That Migud is Katsoy, not to see why this is true, but his bottom punchline is the following chiddush only applies to this rachila and applies to this hishtamshus. There's no concept of migudis katsai per se when it comes to tiltamot. Not to see why that's true. So if there's nisrachila, if there's nisr hishtamshus, and that was true betchila sayom. So in such a case, we apply the principle migdis katzai. That means that even if somehow on Shabbos now you can think of some usage, well, still usage is aser. And then the Gital writes now if it's aser b'achila and it's aser lishtamish bo, so it's like a muktzah machmas gufo, that you're not currently allowed to go in to move it either, because right now it has no function. Migdis katzai means it was aser b'achila. It was also Yishtamish Bo. See, he writes that Chiddush, Masha Aser, Dover Shlohucha Mibod Yom. If you have something, B'tchila Sayom, it was not. Muchan, it was Muktza. Even though right now it's fine. Hainu Mishum Dosa Lo'ochlo, Fafil Yishtamish Bo, Mikrov Echinu. That's based on the concept of Echinu Sashay Aviyu. B'tchila Sayom, it has to be right. And if not, it's Aser. And therefore, since it was not subject to Hachana, and it's Asr Bachila, it's Asr Yishtamish Bo, Veshuv Habik Avonim, the Asr Mishum Lesa de Hotzah. And now you can't move it either. But he writes the following Chiddush. Aval Ein Mashlo Muchan Mibon Yom Osrasa B'Tiltu Betzen. There's no concept per se of Migdis Katzai when it comes to Tiltu. That concept only exists when it comes to achila smuktzah nishtamshus smuktzah. And now, once you can't use it, so there's a secondary yisur tiltul as well. However, here in this particular case, omeyata, zesh yisur muktzah enomono meachil lakatan. But here in this particular case, one is allowed to go ahead and to prepare it for a katan. So in such a case, there's no Isser Tiltul whatsoever. It's not that this is an Isser Tiltul as a Prima Gadim writes. It's just that Isser Tiltul Muktz is so weak that it's Mutter Letzora Katan. No, that's not true. There's no concept of Migudis Katsoi when it comes to Isser Tiltul. Migudis Katsoi ben Hashmashas is Katsoi the Kuliyoma is only true when it comes to Achila and true when it comes to Ishtamshus. That's the chiddush that you have of Eglital, and the chiddush elaborates in Avnei Nezer. And Avnei Nezer writes the following, right? Tiltu muktzah lo shayach migudis katzoi. That whole concept that we're so used to, nis katzoi ben hashmashis, katzoi the kuliyoma, is only when it comes to achil nishtamshus, not when it comes to the cases of tiltu. Right? To sum up, just so far, right? Tosus already intimates, right? That there's a difference between isra of achilas muktzah as opposed to tiltu muktzah. Right? And Tosa says that's why the Mishnah goes out of its way and says, Lo Teachel and Teachel. Beishamai says, Erkene Kach, that no one is mutter even Bachila. Where do you see a difference between Tiltul as opposed to Achila? So that's the Sugin of Chavdala, the Sugin of Safik Muchan. And we saw the Sugin Shabbos and Tukku Pavches, that's the Shita that you have of Ravun and Rav. And we saw the Tosa and Avches that Muktzul the Tzorach of Nefesh is only mutter as far as Achila is concerned. Not as far as tiltul, not as far as achila. We saw the sugyan based in the Aflamid Vav, Graf Shari'i. Is that a heter tiltul? Or even a heter that you have of Ishtamshus as well? And here you have the Chiddush of Egletal, that the concept of Mikudis Katsoi is only when it comes to achila and Ishtamshus, But that is not true when it comes to tilta. These are the differences between achilas muktzah as opposed to tilta. Why is that true? Why should there be all these differences? So let's just start very simply with this that we have of tilta muktzah. What's the basis of that issue? The Gemara Daf Beis and the Beis is going to quote a pasuk for us. And we're going to have to spend a lot of time on that drasha. The Isra of Tilta Mutsa, is that rooted in that pasuk? The pasuk says, that which you use on Shabbos Yontif must have a prior designation, Hachana, and otherwise it's forbidden. That pasuk is referring to the Isra of Tilta Mutsa? Certainly not. That pasuk, Vechina Sashayaviyu, is only referring to the Isra Achila. And this Rav Ishtamshus B'Muktzah. What about this Rav Tilto Muktzah? That is not at all based on the Pasuk of Echina Sashiyaviyu. The Isra of Tilto Muktzah is simply a Zerid Rabbanon Mishum Hotzah. That's what the Gemara spells out in Shabbos and the Kuf Chav Dalma Beis. Tilto Muktzah is a Zerid Rabbanon Mishum Hotzah. If you're going to go ahead and handle that which, for whatever reason, is not needed or not designated, we're concerned you may come to carry. Bimachal Shabbos, Bimachal Yontif. Tiltza Muktza clearly, right? That's what the Raivan points out. We'll see. Poshub Shat in the Gemara is a function of a Gzeirid Rabbi Mishum Hotza. That's not true of Achilas Muktza, or the Ishtamish Muktza. You're not allowed to go in to eat that which was not designated because we're afraid I'll come to carrying. Certainly not. That's what the Gemara says. That's the posuk that you have of Echino. So she have you. We're going to see Rashi Sheet, an unbelievable Kiddush, that even though Tiltu Muktzah is a Dindar Rabbanon, a Gzeirid Rabbanon, Achilas Muktzah is a Dindar Aysa. Tiltu Muktzah is simply a Gzeirid Rabbanon Yishum Hotzah. Where do you see that this is true? So this is came out mafurish in the Gemara, in Shabbos Nachuf Chavdan. Here the Gemara raises the following issue: to what extent do you have a right to go in to equate Shabbos and Yontif? If you have something which is Asr on Shabbos, do we assume that Gazrin on Yontif to Shabbos? So if you take a look at that daf, right, this is what we'll have to pick up. The Gemara is going to state explicitly that what do you mean Tiltu Gufe? Lav Mishum Hotzahi. Tilto Muktzah. That's a function of the Isra of Hotzah. That's only true of Tilto. That's not true of Achilas Muktzah Rishtamshus Vidra Muktzah. Let's assume Tosis is Kedish and Dafkes. Tilto Muktzah Tarak Al Fanefesh. If Tilto Muktzah is a Gzeirah Dra Mishum Hotzah, Hotzah, everyone agrees, is Mutla Tarak Al Fanefesh. No, that's the Mishnah. Dafke Beisam and Aleph. So if Hotzah is Mutla Tarak Al Fanefesh, you're going to tell me that Tiltu Muktzah is Asla Tzorach HaFanefesh? How can that be? What about Achila? What about Hishtamshus? No, that's the Pasuk, either as a Dindar Aysa or an Asmachta. Vechina was the Sheyaviyu. You see it from the Furush in the Pasuk. It's necessary to have a prior designation in order to use this food, otherwise you can't use it. There's obviously no Heter V'HaFanefesh. It's only when it comes to Hotzah. Hotzah, which is considered to be Malechus Al-Fanefesh, and Tiltu Muktzah, which is a Gzera, Mishum Hotzah, that this is true. So take a look at the next pieces that you have the Mar Makomos. The first Mar Makomos that I gave you, I guess, indications from the Gemara to bear out this point that Tiltu Muktzah is a Gzera, Mishum Hotzah, and this is a famous Machlokas Rambam and Raivim. Machlokas Rambam Raivim Perachav Dalet of Hilchos Shabbos, Halachi Yud Beis, and Halachi Yud Gimel. Right, the Rambam starts philosophizing. Now the Rambam says, why did the Chachamim forbid Muktzah? So the Rambam goes through Hol Arichus, telling you a whole beautiful, beautiful story, right? That the Torah tells us that Shabbos has to be distinct, there has to be Shvisa HaNikeres, and the Navi Yeshaya said even more than that, V'daber Davar, you have to be careful how you speak on Shabbos, and how you walk on Shabbos. So of course, if you have to be concerned about speech, and how you walk, of course you have to be concerned about what you handle, and that's the whole basis that you have for this Rav, Tiltu Muktzah. And the Rambam writes, if a person fails to observe muktzah, uvitel hatam laman yanuach, hakim daraisa, that you have in tiltu muktzah. And the Rambam writes, what's the Rambam philosophizing? The reason that tiltu muktzah is asur is purely a gzeirah d'rabbanah, mishum hotzah. And the Rav quotes some of these sugyas to demonstrate that this is true. Right, this will be the point of departure of this rachila, yishtamshes as opposed to tiltul. And Rashi is going to be of the opinion, unbelievable chiddush, that muktz is a din daraisa. So you take a look, the Rama Kamos, the Tosus and Erev and Daf Lamed Ches, the Tosus shows in the Gemaras that it's not true. Yeah, but you have to look at those sugyas carefully. Now, what is Rashi referring to as being daraisa? Remember, we had that Rashi on the sugya and Daf Dalet. The Gemara says muktza is only drabanan, and therefore mevat nisachachila. Rashi had that one word muktza dahacha. This case of muktza is a din drabanan, because Rashi already is anticipating. No, there are going to be cases of muktza. They're in fact a din daraisa. So we'll have to again go through this Rav Tiltul, Hishtamshu, Sachila. What's daraisa? What's drabanan? What's this fancy concept now of hachana deraba? Right, and then we'll account for all the differences that you have between this or Tiltul as opposed to this or Hosan. So during Chavrusa, simply try to familiarize yourself a bit with these Maramakomos that you have, just the groundwork, difference between these three concepts of Muktzah, and then we'll go on to Rashi's Kiddush of Muktzah Daraisa.